You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Millions today are turning to horoscopes to guide their lives. Our Lord reminds us that the answer to life is not in the stars, but in His Son, Jesus Christ.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father in heaven, we come to you begging your mercy. Often we place our trust and hope in things outside of you. Forgive us. Send us your Holy Spirit so that by faith we understand that our daily life and our eternal hope is in your hands. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. A few years ago, people who were facing an important decision in their life often said to their friends in a joking way, "I'll have to check the stars first to see what they say." That was only a few years ago. Today, things are completely changed. It is now estimated that over 40 million Americans regularly refer in one way or another to their horoscope for help and direction in their daily life. An increasing number of people are turning to the stars before deciding their marriage partner, what type of job to seek, and where to go on vacation. Influential businessmen are checking their horoscopes before making financial investments involving millions of dollars. The renewed interest in astrology and horoscopes is not limited to any one nation, age group, or economic class. In every country of the world, the renewed interest in astrology and horoscopes is growing rapidly. Millions of young people check their horoscope each morning to see what their day will be like. While many hesitate to admit their involvement in astrology, a quick glance at the industry which serves these individuals is very revealing. Horoscope columns and astrological information now appear in most daily and weekly newspapers. Television stations announce the horoscope predictions each day. Thousands of books are available at newsstands and in bookstores to serve those ready to purchase any and all material available on the subject. Special courses on astrology are now also being offered at many high schools and colleges. What has caused millions to turn to something which only a few years ago was considered superstition? Why is it that in our society, which prides itself in modern technology and scientific achievement, men, women, and young people are seeking answers to life's questions in the same places less advanced cultures did thousands of years ago? For many years, we convinced ourselves as a society that modern science and technology would provide all the answers about life. More and more people are realizing that modern technology can explain how things work, but not why. Through electron microscopes, laser beams, and other modern scientific equipment, we can observe the wonders and the beauty of nature. We can observe small cells which make up the human body. We can view the human heart in three dimensions while it is still inside the body. We can photograph the path of an electron. However, Despite modern technology, which shows us how things work, we remain unable to explain why these things happen. We are unable to tell who or what is behind it all. Because of this, many have become convinced there is some power or some person which causes the universe and the world in which we live to function. Even more than seeking answers to nature and society in general, millions are searching for answers to their personal life, their problems, and their future. Science, technology, and much of modern psychology have not provided adequate answers. That is why many today are seeking a mysterious outside force. In their desperate personal search, they are turning to astrology and daily reading of the horoscope. Belief in astrology and horoscopes is certainly not new. Astrology, which is a belief that one's life and future are determined by the position of the stars in the universe at various times of the year, has been practiced in one form or another for thousands of years. Until recently, the number of people involved was always quite small. Now, however, countless millions are not only interested, but are basing their entire personal life on this superstition. It is often argued, even by some who claim to be Christian, that the practice of astrology is permitted and even encouraged by our Lord in the Holy Scriptures. The mighty Old Testament prophet Isaiah warns against this, however, when he says, "Let your astrologers, your stargazers who foretell your future month by month, persist and save you. But look, they are gone like chaff. Fire burns them up. They cannot snatch themselves from the flames. There is no glowing coal to warm them, no fire for them to sit by. So much for your magicians with whom you have trafficked all your life. They have stumbled off, each his own way, and there is no one to save you." Through his living word, our Lord reminds us today, as he did in the days of Isaiah the prophet, that we are not to give our lives over to stargazers, astrologists, and fortune tellers. In the end, they will not be able to save even their own soul from eternal destruction. Our Lord graciously invites us today to find the answers to our life and our future in his Son, Jesus Christ, not in the stars. The Bible teaches that the universe is not controlled by some mysterious, impersonal force which we cannot know. The Holy Scriptures strongly declare that the future of the world and everyone living in it is in the hands of the Almighty God, the God who has revealed himself to his people in various ways, the God who has spoken through the prophets, but most important of all, through his Son, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this when he says in Hebrews chapter 1, "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets in many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe." The power behind the universe is not some mysterious unknown force. The power behind the universe is the very Son of God himself. He controls all living and non-living things, even the very stars and planets. The Holy Scriptures declare, "All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." The God of the universe has also revealed himself personally to us. He did not want to remain some mysterious being whom no one could know. He revealed himself to the entire world when he sent Jesus Christ to be born in Bethlehem. During his earthly ministry, Jesus constantly reminded his followers that he was God. He said, "I and the Father are one." God the Father also acknowledged Jesus as the very Son of God when at his baptism he declared, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Our Heavenly Father has not only revealed himself to us, he also encourages us to look to him for help in our daily lives. He wants us to rely on him and not on the stars or horoscopes for our future. Our Heavenly Father invites us to accept by faith that Jesus is the very Son of God and the ruler of the entire universe. By faith, we enter into a very special relationship with our Heavenly Father. As soon as we trust in Jesus as our Savior from sin, our Heavenly Father no longer sees us as disobedient children who want to go their own way and do their own thing. When we approach our Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, we become to him as dear children. He is immediately concerned about our every need. Special angels are assigned to each of us to guard and protect us. When we rely on astrology, we take ourselves out of the protecting hands of God. We place ourselves in our future in the hands of the evil forces of another power. If you have been relying on or dabbling in horoscopes, astrology, or other superstition, turn back to God. Turn back to your Lord before it is too late. Turn back before the devil gains complete control on your entire life. Perhaps you feel you are so involved you can no longer live without your horoscope. Turn to your Lord in prayer. He will hear you. Ask him to send his Holy Spirit to release you from the grip of Satan. He promises to help all those who turn to him. The scriptures say, "Anyone who comes to me, I will never turn away." The Lord not only created all things, he also continues to preserve and direct all activities on earth and in heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ rules the world in such a way that those who follow him receive his help and blessing. He does not leave their life to the impersonal power of the stars. The daily life of a Christian does not depend on luck. The future destiny of Christians is never determined by fate. As soon as we acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God and our Savior from sin, he immediately takes charge of our entire life. Everything which occurs thereafter is directed for our benefit. Instead of living a life of fear and uncertainty, in Christ, we can live a life of absolute confidence, assurance, and hope. When we commit our lives totally to our Lord Jesus Christ, we realize by faith that even the bad things which happen will be used for our benefit. Each time the devil tries to trick us, the Lord will use this for a blessing. When people try to harm us or discredit us or gossip about us, our Lord will turn these things for our good. As followers of Jesus Christ, we can live in the midst of the most difficult situations with complete confidence. Even when things appear to be going entirely wrong, the Lord is already directing this for our benefit. If you are in the midst of problems today, your personal life, your family life, or your business, don't turn to the stars for help. Trust in the Lord. He will use all of these difficulties to bless you. We can be assured of this from the very words of our Lord himself when he says in Romans chapter 8, "And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Recent results of a national poll indicate that as many churchgoers as others believe and practice astrology. They feel this can certainly do no harm. They have been led to believe it is possible as a Christian to rely on the horoscope. The Lord tells us in the Holy Scriptures, however, this is totally impossible. No man can serve two masters. It is impossible to place our life and our future in the hands of two opposite and opposing forces. Our life is guided by one or the other. It cannot be guided by both. It may seem harmless to take a quick glance at the horoscope each morning. When we do this, however, we must realize we are beginning to rely on a power outside of our Lord Jesus Christ. The devil may tempt us slowly. It may look harmless. In the end, he will not be satisfied with anything less than our entire body and soul. The Apostle Paul warns us in Ephesians chapter 6 that we are involved in a great spiritual struggle against the forces of another world when he says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." A leading national magazine recently devoted an entire section to the discussion of the current rising interest in astrology. The author of the article pointed out that an underlying cause for the increased interest in astrology is due to the uncertainty of our own existence. Where are we heading? What is our ultimate goal? What is our future? While science has helped better understand the world in which we live, the basic questions of life still remain. The answer to the deepest problems of our soul and our final destiny cannot be found in the stars. The answer is in the sun, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Man's heart is corrupt and rotten to the core. Our life and even our very actions are displeasing and an offense to God's holiness. Because of our disobedience and ungodly living, we were condemned to be separate from God eternally, no matter what any horoscope would predict. According to the Holy Scriptures, because of our sin and disobedience to God, all of us are destined for eternal destruction. Because of His unbelievable love and grace, our Heavenly Father decided to rescue us from our own destruction. He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to become a human being, to live a perfect life, and to voluntarily suffer and die. The death that Jesus died, we should have died. Jesus took our place. He paid the penalty for our sins. The good news is that Jesus was raised again from the dead. When He was raised from the dead, He defeated the power of sin, death, the devil, and all types of superstition, including astrology. Jesus did not suffer and die for Himself. He died for you and for me. Because He rose again, all those who believe in Him can be absolutely sure of their ultimate joyful destiny. Because of His resurrection, all men who repent of their sins and follow Him do not have to live in uncertainty and fear of the future. No one has to leave the future to chance. Everyone who confesses Jesus as Savior and Lord can live with absolute assurance that their daily life on earth and their eternal life in heaven is in the hands of God Himself. Have you been one of those placing your life and your future in astrology? Have you been living in the constant unsureness of the horoscope? If you have, repent of your sin and turn to Christ. Let Him control your entire life and your eternal future. The answer to life is not in the stars, but in Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that the Holy Scriptures say, we live and move and have our being. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are often tempted to let our lives be guided by things other than You. We are often tempted by Satan to follow him. Grant us Your Holy Spirit so that we may learn to trust in You alone. Send Your holy angels to guard our lives and to protect us from the evil power of another world. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.